Okay, we start a new world today. Shvius Daf Aleph, as we continue in the world of the Talmud Yerushalmi, and we start with Ad Emasai, the beginning of Shvius, the new parak. There are 9 prakim here. Actually, there are 10 prakim here in Shvius. The first 9 prakim are all about the first element of Shvius, and that is the Avodas HaKarka, working the land, the hefker of the peros, the making the fruit ownerless, and that's most of our discussion in this mesechta will be about the avodas hakarka, the isser of doing work during Shemitah. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Shemitah v'Yovel, which the Rambam puts at the end of Zra'im. Interestingly, again, the order is switched in terms of what the Mishnayos were and what the Rambam has it as. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lishbos Bashana Shvius V'Avodas Haaretz V'Avodas Ilanos. There's a Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa to rest from, same word by Shabbos. Right, lishbos, to rest from working the land in the seventh year, working the ground, and working the trees. Avodes ha'aretz, v'avodes ve'ilanos. Sh'ne'amar v'shavsa ha'aretz shavas l'Hashem, as the pasuk says, that the land will rest. V'ne'amar b'charish uv'akatsir tishbos. And also, it says, b'charish uv'akatsir tishbos, that's a pasuk that's not in Parshas Bahar, but it's earlier. Those are the two psukim. Because there's a mitzvah zaseh for the land to rest. And there's also a mitzvah zlo zaseh. V'chala osem malacha me'avodes ha'aretz, o ha'ilanos, v'shara zu, bitel mitzvah zaseh, v'avar alo zaseh. Sh'ne'amar, sotcha lo sizra, v'charmacha lo sizmar. So the Rambam says that Isra of Zariah and Isra of Zemira, as the pasuk says, seeding, planting, and pruning. So that's the first 9 prakim. We will talk about the avodes hakarka and the hefker of the peros. There is a question: what exactly is this? Is daraisa and what is darabanan when it comes to Shemitah? Unlike Shabbos, where Shabbos we also have toldos. Right, we're going to have a few minutes of introduction before we start. Unlike Shabbos, where we have avos and toldos malacha, and the toldos are also daraisa. The first daf in Baba Kama in the Bavli says that the only difference between avos and toldos is hilchos karbanos. The only difference between Av and Toldos, but both Daraisa. But as we'll see, we hold that Toldos by Shemitah are Darabanan. Only what the Torah says explicitly is Daraisa, and everything else is going to be Darabanan. That's why, what does the Torah say? Zariah and Zemira. That's the pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Sadcha lo sizra, v'charmacha lo sizmar. Those are the two malachas that are beferish in the Torah. What about how do you translate that again? Seeding, putting a seed in the ground, and zemira, pruning, which are both for the obviously fostering growth of the tree. There is a machlokas about nitiya. Nitiya means planting a little sapling of a tree, because that's kind of like seeding. It's also starting, but you're not putting a seed in the ground. You're putting a little tree in the ground. So that's the machlokas. The Rambam seems to say that's derabanan. Others, the Rash here in the Mishnah says that's daraisa, but it's that would be an outgrowth of zariah, as we will see. The Torah also says you're not allowed to harvest, right? Which is hard to understand, right? What do you mean not allowed to harvest? The Torah says also la'achla, the fruit should be for eating, not to leave it on the tree and everything should die, right? So what does it mean? Esfia kitzir chalo sik service invade zirech chalo sibsar. Don't harvest. So that we'll have to understand. That means you're not allowed to harvest in the normal way. Not allowed to harvest in the normal way, not that you're not allowed to harvest at all. But other than that, almost everything, the later prakim will list off many, many activities that are all asur midrabanan during a Shvius. There is a major controversy that we'll have to see, and that is about charisha, about plowing. Because the Rambam, if you saw in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he does quote the pasuk becharishu vakatsir tishbos, but as we'll see, there's a machlokas tanoim, what that pasuk is referring to. That's not so clear talking about Shemitah, right? That could be talking about Shabbos. And as we will see, only by Shemitah it says the only Sadcha l'Sizra, Chavachar b'Chal l'Sizbar. Charisha, that's the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, whether that's talking about Shemitah. So that Charisha might be Daraisa, right? That's unclear, not 100% clear. The Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis, and Tosfos Avodah Zarah hold that it is Daraisa also. Plowing. Charisha is also Aser Daraisa during Shemitah. Others say that it's not so clear. Maybe it's Drabanan. The Rambam Shita is not clear at all. The Rambam here in the first halacha says, he quotes Bacharish of Akatsir Tishbos, but then he says, Ein Elokim in HaTorah, Ela al Hazariah o al Hazemira, V'al HaKatsirah o al Basira. The Rambam says, you get Malkus only for seeding and pruning and harvesting, as we'll get to, what type of harvesting. V'yechad kerem v'echad shari lanos, it doesn't matter if it's a kerem, because it says it only by the vineyard, or other trees. And then he says, Zemira b'chal Zemira, Betzir b'chal Ketzira. And then, a few lines later, V'loma pirtan akasiv, why did the Torah list off specific activities by Shemitah? Loma l'cha, al shtei toldos elu bilvad hu shechayiv. Only Zemira and Betzira, which the Rambam calls included in Zeriah and Ketzira, he calls them toldos, but it's not, they're not really toldos. They're but what makes them toldos is a good question, but they're beferish. V'al shara toldos shavavodas haaretz im shar ha'avos shalonis parshu be'inyan zeh ein aloka alein. We'll have to get back to that lashon. That's a hard lashon, right? But all the other toldos, along with the other avos, what other avos are there? Those are the Rabbanan. And then the Rambam says, Ketzad, Hachoresh, O Achofer, any type of digging. The Rambam concludes that in an Isser, Drabbanan, Makas Mardus. So that Rambam sounds like it's Drabbanan, but it's not 100% clear. Look in the Radvaz. The Radvaz says in the Tshuva, maybe there are different types of Charisha. Different types of plowing, and some would be Daraisa, some would be Drabbanan. The Radvaz in, Elef Tafkuf Samach. Elef Tafkuf Samach, he talks about the different Lashonos of the Rambam, and he says, Hanochr B'divrei Arav, Deshlosha Mini Charisha Yesh. There are three types of plowing in the field. Charisha Lesakin Esakarka, Lonesra Menatora Klau. That's one. That's the Rambam at the beginning of our discussion. That if it's just to work the ground, make the ground soft, right? That's not Asadar Isa. That is not included in any of the actions that the Torah lists. Number two, Charisha L'chapos Es Hazroim, plowing in order to cover the seeds that are on the ground. You put seeds on the ground, the way you plant that is that you cover it with dirt. So that's part of the seeding process. So that's going to be Daraisa. That Charisha is not just making the ground soft, but it's actually covering the seeds. V'zu Zriya Mamashi. That's the Radvaz. Od yesh charisha shlishis shehi legadel ha'ilanos shehi bechlal zriya. Another type of charisha which makes the ground better to make the tree grow better. So that also is included in the daraisa. See, things depends on the type of charisha that will determine whether it is daraisa or it is drabanan. We'll see in the second parak. There are many, as I said, I think 16 or 17 activities that are listed there that are all Aser Durabanan during Shemitah. What makes something Aser Daraisa? What makes something Aser Durabanan? So we'll see this, the Gemara says this in Moed Katan in the Bavli as well. Anything that's there for the, or I should say, no, what makes something within the world of Durabanan? What makes it Mutter? What makes it Aser? We know what's Aser Daraisa, right? It says it in the Torah. What makes something Aser Durabanan? What makes something Mutter Durabanan? It depends if it is, to use the language of the Gemara, La Avrui Ilana, or, right, is it to help the tree grow, or is it to enhance the growth of the tree, or is it to protect the tree from dying? Just to kind of hold still the status quo. So if it's preventative to make the tree, make sure the tree doesn't die, so that type of, those type of activities, as we'll see, are mutter during Shemitah, as long as they're not Asa Daraisa. Asa Daraisa, right, Zeria, which is inherently making the tree grow, or Zemira. But within the world of Drabanan, if it's to make the tree grow and enhance the growth of the tree, that's going to be Asa Drabanan. But if it's just preventative to make sure the tree doesn't die, so that's going to be allowed. That's going to be allowed within the world of Durabanan. What else can we talk about by way of introduction regarding Shvius, which again is very out. We'll get to so much halacha l'maisa. Kedusha Shvius, the fruit. Besides the Avodas HaKarka, which has all of this Isurim, we know the fruit has special status. The fruit of Shemitah has Kedusha Shvius. And Lav Dafka, fruit, doesn't have to be edible. Anything that is usable and consumed in a certain way is going to have Kedusha. We'll get to certain plants that have dyes that human beings use, right? So that might be, that's going to be, have Kedusha Shvius as well. There is a major machlokas, what about the fruit of a non-Jew? What about the fruit of a non-Jew during Shemitah? If a non-Jew owns land during in Eretz Yisrael, that is a note in Machlokas between the Beis Yosef, the Kess of Mishnah, who holds that there is no Kedusha. Yosef Kairo says there is no Kedusha, while the Mabit, well-known Machlokas within the world of Shemitah, the Mabit and the Kess of Mishnah, Mabit says, yes, of course there is Kedusha. That's one. The Chazon Ish was a big fan of the Mabit. That's one issue. Another issue is how does the Hefker, just mentioning issues that Bezron will touch on during our travels through this Masechta over the next couple of months. Hefker, the Hefker Shvita, we know that the land of the fruit are all Hefker. It doesn't mean that somebody else could walk on my property. The fruit are Hefker, the ground is in Hefker, so I have to figure out a way to allow people to take my fruit without destroying my backyard. So we'll have to see. But the Minchas Chinuch discusses and others talk about how do we look at the Hefker of Shvita? What if I'm not Mafker my field? What if I put up a big chain fence and I don't let people in? Is it Hefker automatically, or do I have to make it Hefker? Is it what's called Afkata de Malka? The Hashem makes it Hefker? Or is it, no, Afkata de Gavra, you have to make it Hefker. So that's also a discussion in the Achronim. Rav Asher Weiss has his own view. We'll have to see. Rav Asher Weiss has a whole sefer on Shvius that every 7 years comes out fatter. So if you have, I had one from two Shvitas ago. I had to get a new one because everyone is fatter than the previous one. But that is another discussion of Hefker. Biur Perish Shvius. Another important halacha d'araisa. The Torah tells us that at a certain point, when the fruit of the Shemitah year are no longer available for the animals in the field, there's no longer this type of fruit in the field, so then I have to do bi'ur to the fruit. What does bi'ur mean? Right? As long as the animals have it. But if the animals don't have it anymore, so then you got to do something to it. Rashi quotes that Chazal in the Parshas Bahar, Chav Hei Zayin, Kol Zman Shechaya Ocheles Men Asadeh, Ata Machel Obehemtecha Men Abayis. Kalele Zechaya Men Asadeh, once it's no longer available to the animals, Kalele Obehemtecha Men Abayis, that's Rashi. So what is Biur, machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says biur is destruction. Like we have biur chametz, we have biur perishvias. So according to the Rambam, up until a point, there might even be a mitzvah to consume and to eat. And then when you hit that point, you have to destroy it. That's the Rambam shita biur, and the Ramban says, chas v'shalom, that can't be. Can't be. You can have perishvias, you destroy it. You have to burn it. Says the Ramban in Parshas Bahar, no, biur means mafkir, make it ownerless, put it outside for a little while. V'inya no, you have to destroy it from your house. Sheyachala haperos acher zman mi beso lehafkiron v'hu biur shvius sheskira chacham b'chamakam. It's really a machlokas about the girsa of a mishnah that we're going to have later on in shvius. Machlokas about what the girsa is, and that'll depend if you hold like the Ramban or the Rambam. V'eino inyan sheyu haperos acher zman abir asurin bahana u'ba'achila. Says the Ramban, no, it's not that right after the time for biur that it's usher to eat or to get benefit from the fruit. V'yeh mechuyev la'abdom, you have to destroy it. V'lo manu chachamim b'mishnah peyre shvius. Right, remember we discussed a couple of times back in Kilayim, the last Mishnah, I think, in Temura, about the Nisrafim and the Nikbarim, the different groups of halacha, what has to be burned, what has to be buried. Peyre shvius is not on either of those lists. Says the Ramban. V'lomanu chachamim b'mishnah, peyre shvius, lomana nisrafim, v'lomana nikbarim. V'eino ela shehu tzarech leva'aram meirishuso, ulahafkiram la'aniyim. Ulachal adam, ki'inyin bi'arti hakodesh min habayis. And that is, that he quotes the Rambam later on, v'arav rabbi Moshe, v'harbe min hachachamim. Other rabbis say that it means you have to destroy it. Shabir oser lagamri v'tun and sreifo mafaza v'ru v'zor l'ruach madalayam ve'eno kain commotion is vire. It's not true, right? That's the Ravid has a middle sheet. The Ravid on that Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah, the Ravid says there are two stages of beer. First, you have the stage to make it hefker, and then after that, later on, you'll have the stage of destroying it. Actually, so we'll have to talk about biur as we go. There are also many other related topics that we'll have to get to. Sfichin, things that grow by itself. We hold that sfichin are usur midurabanan, that if items that grow by itself that are planted yearly, like vegetables, if they grow during Shemitah, they're usur. So we're going to talk about that. How to eat vegetables during Shemitah, right? Now, if the svichin are asar midrabanan, because we're nervous that anything that grows by itself, maybe people really planted it, but they said it grew by itself, but really they planted it. So Chazal asar svichin. So how do we eat any vegetables during Shemitah? So we'll have to talk about that, if it grew a little bit beforehand, if it's owned by a non-Jew. V'chulu. Shomer v'nevad, we'll have to talk about. Does Peir Shvias, that were guarded, or was it worked? Does it aser the fruits? Major Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, last off in Yevamos, in the Bavli. These are all related issues. Okay, so one just word of Hakdama in terms of Ashkafa. There's a Medrash. The Medrash, the beginning of Vayikra. Beginning of Vayikra Rabbah, the Medrash tells us, Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi Pasach, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav Gibore Koach, Osei Devaro, Lishmoa Bekol Devaro. Based on that pasuk. The blessed are those malachim, those strength of spirit, who follow God's path. B'mei HaKasim Medaber. What is this pasuk talking about? Malachav Gibore Koach? Are we talking about malachim? Im Be'al Yonam HaKasim Medaber, Haluk Farnamar, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvav. The pasuk already says malachim. Ha'inim adabra ela b'tachtonim. We're talking about human beings. So which human beings are we referring to in this pasuk of malachav gibore koach osei dvaro lishmoa b'kol dvaro? What are we talking about? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'shomrei shviyas hakasam adaber. We're talking about those who hold and follow the laws of Shemitah. B'noik sheba olam, usually in the world, adam osa mitzvah liyom echad l'shabbos achas l'chodesh echad. You get to do a mitzvah for a moment, for a day, for a month, for a year, right? That is how long a mitzvah is. Shema l'shar yimos hashana. Can you do a mitzvah for the whole year? Right? V'dami chakalaya bayara v'chulu. So here, you do a mitzvah the whole year. And not only what kind of mitzvah it is, it's a mitzvah where you throw away your wallet for a year. You throw away your check that you usually get from your work. You don't get a paycheck. To do that, gibore koach. Osei dvaro lishmoa b'kol dvaro. Kiyam, says the Ber Yosef, shekiyam mitzvah hashmita hi kashem ma'od la'adam. It's very hard. V'tzarech lazeh gvura yisera. You need tremendous strength until the pasuk calls us shomrei shviyas malachav gibore koach. Mebeneshu yotzei migvul koach enoshi. So the question is, how does somebody reach that level of being able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah? Says the Ber Yosef, we'll look at the pasuk. The pasuk that Medrash connects to people who follow Shemitah are Osei Dvaro Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro. What does that sound like? Osei Dvaro Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro. Nase Vinishma. If we have the clarity, and the only way we can have it is if we have the clarity of vision that we had at our Sinai, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, only connecting back to that clarity will allow a farmer to fulfill the laws of Shemitah, because it's hard in this way. We became like the level of angels. So once we do that and everything is so clear, so that's when we'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah. There's a lot more here, but maybe we'll start to be able to have a haschala in our discussion. So here we go. The beginning of Shemitah of Shviyas talks about something that we haven't even touched on yet, all this introduction, Tosefa Shviyas. Right? Besides the concept that we know of Tosefa Shabbos and Tosefa Yom Kippur, there's also Tosefa Shviyas adding on to Shemitah. According to most Tanoim, it's a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Oraisa. That's what we're going to talk about. So how do we not have it today? Right? If it's a Din D'Oraisa to add on. How much to add on? So some say, well, a month is D'Oraisa. And we're going to see now in the Mishnah that there's even extensions of that. The previous Pesach, the previous Shavuos, depending on which type of trees we are talking about. So that is what is discussed at the beginning, the first couple of prakim of Shemitah. So Ad Emasai, here we go. Ad Emasai Charshim Besada Yilan Er Shviyas. Until when could you plow? Interesting. We start off with plowing. We just said maybe plowing is only Asa Derabanan. Right, so what kind of discussion is this? A plowing. So let's assume that there is something of plowing that is daraisa that is being referred to. So when can you plow until during the sixth year, erev shviyas? Beishamay omrim calls manchu yafel apri. Beishamay says as long as it's good for the fruit of the sixth year, you can plow because that plowing is sixth year plowing. As long as you're doing that, you're okay. Well, Beisil omrim ado atzeres. Beisil says a stay ilan, meaning a field of trees, until Shavuos. Till Shavuos before. That's a long time. Till Shavuos before Shemitah, you have to stop plowing your fruit trees. V'krovim, why? According to Beis Shammai, well, let's first read the next line. V'krovim divrei elu, liyos kedivrei elu. And really, it's a very close, Beis Shammai and Hillel are pretty close here. Beis Hillel also, he just gives a specific date, but really, he also holds at the Svara that up until Shavuos, the plowing that you're doing is for the good of the sixth year trees and the fruit. Any plowing later on is really getting it better for the seventh year fruit. So that's already considered Shemitah work, even though it's not the date of Shemitah yet. It's Shemitah work, and therefore, you're not allowed to participate in that work because it's considered working Shavuos. Says the Gemara, "Emazai Charshim v'chulus." Now let's get into some of the psukim. Ksiv sheishes yomim ta'aseh ma'asecha. The pasuk says, "You shall work for 6 days." Uvayom ha'shvi'i tishbos Shabbos. Work for 6 days, and then you have Shabbos. Viksiv, and it also says, "There mishpatim b'charish v'katzir tishbos." You should plow and you should harvest the whole time, and then on a certain day or time period, tishbos, you shall rest. It's not 100% clear. We're going to focus on the second pasuk that's quoted here in the Gemara. What's that pasuk referring to? Don't plow and harvest. Man and kayamen, what's that referring to? Imla inyan Shabbos Bracious. Is that pasuk talking about what we call Shabbos? That's called Shabbos Bracious. Right? Don't plow and don't harvest. Don't do katsira on Shabbos. Falok far nemar. Sheishit yomim ta'avod. Yesis kam alaftecha. And the pasuk continues, lo sasakam alacha. We already know not to do malacha on Shabbos. So what do you have to single out? Bacharishu vakatzir tishbos. Right? Whenever there's a pasuk singled out for Hilchos Shabbos, we have to learn something from it. Remember, lo savaru eish b'chol moshe oseichem in Parshas Vayakel, b'yom HaShabbos. That's singled out. So here, what is this? If this pasuk is referring to Shabbos, so why does it single out malachas? V'im l'inyan shapsos shanim, and if it's referring to Shabbos of the years, meaning Shemitah, halok far nemar, sheish shanim tizra sadecha, v'sheish shanim tizmar kamecha. It already says, for 6 years you shall seed, and for 6 years you shall prune. So what's this referring to? We already know the Isser of Shabbos and the Isser of Shemitah. Ella imeinu inyan the Shabbos bracious lo leinyan Shabbos shanim. If it's not talking about real Shabbos and Shemitah, taneo inyan be Isser shnei prakim harishonim. It's talking about the prior, the extra days, the earlier prakim harishonim, the earlier days that we have. Some halachas are Shavuos, some halachas are Pesach, some halachas, as we'll see, are 30 days. So it's referring to Tosefes. According to this day, Tosefes Shvius is based on this pasuk. Good. We continue. Becharish, and what's the lundus of Tosefes? We'll have to see if we have time for that. Becharish v'katzir tishbos. So the pasuk says, how do you darshan the pasuk? Becharish sheksiro asur. You're not allowed to plow already in the time period when harvesting what you plow is asur. Ve'zezeh zecharish al erish shvius shunechas l'shvius. That's already plowing during Erev Shvius, during the sixth year, which will be good for the seventh year fruit. That is what is Aser. Uvakatsir, the next word. Becharishu vakatsir tishbos. Shecharisho Aser. Which harvesting has its plowing that's Aser? Ve'zezeze kasher shel Shvius. Shu yotzi lamotzi Shvius. That is the harvesting of the seventh year that is now in the eighth year, right? If you're plowing during the eighth year, but you're doing it for the betterment of the Shemitah fruit for the seventh year, that's also Aser. There's Tosefes before, there's Tosefes after. Any hard working that is good for the Peir Shvius, that is the problem. Good. V'yim Kain. So says the Gemara now. Lama Namar Chosha Rosh Hashanah. Why have we never heard of this? Ask the Gemara. Why have we never heard? And Lamaisa is there. Nobody starts doing Tosefes nowadays, right? We have Tosefes. It sounds based on the Pesukim. So where's Tosefes nowadays? Rev Crispy b'shem Rev Yochanan, Rev Gamliel b'izdino hitiru b'iser shnei prakim harishonim. Rev Gamliel was matirit. You're right. It was a din, but it's only a historical din. Rev Gamliel has since been matir the parish, the iser of Tosefes. Ask the Gemara. How do you do that? How did Gamliel do that? The Mishnah says Beferish in Maseches Idios, and the Rambam codifies this at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Reb Yochanan boy, lo kein taninan, ein bezden yochol levatol de rebezden chavero, achi godem menem chachmu v'minyin. Yeah, I'll read it for the Rambam five times. The Rambam Mamrim. Last one, Shoftim. So doesn't the Mishnah say, a later bezden can't just be mevatol de rebezden chavero? Right? If the later Bezdin is not as great as the earlier Bezdin, he can't be mevatel it. So how did Rabbi Gamliel just knock out the din? How do they knock out the din? Again, we're assuming, this whole question is assuming that it's a din to Rabbanan. I was like, how do you knock out the din? It would be even a worse question, and this is what the Gemara Moi Katan asks in the Bavli, Dav Dalid, what if it's a din d'araisa? If it's a din d'araisa, it's even worse. Right? How do we knock out the din d'araisa? But here, let's just focus on what the Rishalmi says. If it's a din d'Rabbanan, how do you knock it out? Achi yigadol imenu. You have to be greater in Chachma and Minyan, which itself is a discussion in the Rishonim. What does it mean to be greater in wisdom? Okay, we can handle that. To be greater in wisdom. But still, what does that mean, greater in wisdom? Who is greater in wisdom? The Radvaz writes in another tshuva. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva in Hey Kuf Yud Zayin. Does it mean that the cumulative wisdom of all the rabbis of the Sanhedrin are greater? The cumulative, you got to take all the wisdom, you got to measure all the wisdom of the rabbis, put it all together on some kind of a scale, and then measure if that's greater than all the wisdom of the previous rabbis. And you ever going to get one that's greater in a later Bezdin? That's difficult. Or do you say it goes by the chief rabbi, the Av Bezdin? Who has got a greater wisdom? Which grade? So the Radvaz says it's got to be both. It's got to be both. It's got to be that the later Bezdin could only be Mevatel the Rebbeza Chavero if the later Bezdin has more cumulative wisdom and more Av Bezdin wisdom. Okay, what about Minyan? That's a tougher one. It has to be more numbers. Every Bezdin is the same number. It's that you have more numbers. So does it mean more influence of the rabbis? Okay, the Gemara talks about it. So the Rishonim talk about it. But anyway, back to our question. So how do you knock off Tosefes, sort of crispy, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shem big shulach roshech roshu? They put in an implicit t'nai when they originally made the din. When they made the din of Tosefes, they said, and if any later Bezdin ever wants to get rid of it, so then they're allowed to get rid of it. So says the Gemara, Viakro Samana Mishnah. Okay, so if it's not around anymore, why does the Mishnah even talk about this? We have so many Mishnayas here, all about Tosefes Shvius. If it's totally not Lamaisa, so why do we even have it in the Mishnayas? A number of answers. Rav Crispi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, answer number one. Shem Bikshu Lachso Yachzeru. Well, if any Bezdin ever wants to bring it back, they'll know. This isn't the first time. They'll know they can bring it back. Right, number one, says the Gemara, Hesav Rabbi Yonah. One second. But everything that's not Lamaisa is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah never talks about anything that's not Lamaisa. Hare Parshas Miluim. What about all that? What happened in the Miluim in the last days of getting ready for the Chanukah HaMishkan? Right, that's mentioned in Mishnayis. Right, the Miluim. Right, the Mishnayis and Menachis talk about what the Shiurim for the Miluim. Hare Parshas Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul is spoken about in Sanhedrin, whether they're going to come back, whether they're not going to come back, whether Olam Haba. Hare Einan Asidim Lachzar, Me'ata Yakro Samina Mishnah. So he said, your question was, why is this in the Mishnah? It's not Lamaisa. There are many things in the Mishnah that are not Lamaisa. What are you bothered by? Ela Kedei Lo Diacha, is to tell you what the din was, and maybe you could learn Torah and learn something from it. V'kal Kedei Lo Diacha, so to hear, it's just to let you know what the din was. But that's number two. So again, why is this in the Mishnah if it's not Lamaisa? Number one, if a Bezdin ever wants to bring it back. Number two, it's just to teach us. To teach us Lo Diecha. It's kind of like Drosh V'Kabel Schar, as the Gemara says elsewhere. And number three, Amar Abimana, Kai Titanina Taman, like the Mishnah also says there in Idios, Shem Yomar Adam Kachani Mekubal. If anybody ever says, I have a Misora, like this rabbi, Yom Rulo, Kediver Rebbe Yishponi Shamata. We could say to him, you know what? You know, just the context of this Mishnah is a little differently. The Mishnah there asks, why do we have Das Yechidim in the Mishnah if we always pass on like the Rabbim? The Mishnah says, so just in case anybody ever says, oh, this is what my rabbi says, we could tell him, that's like a Das Yechid though. That's not like the Rabbim. Shem Yom Rulo, Kedivri Yerbi Yishploni Shamata, V'chein. So the same thing here. If anybody ever says, oh, I have a Misora that's Tosefes Shvius. Right, you might say that it's us earlier, that's in the Mishnah, but that's not. Rabbi Gamliel has since knocked that out, and therefore it would be give us a source to relate back to that day of the Mishnah. Again, as I said, in Moed Katan, the Gemara talks about even a more serious question, and that is, if it's a din d'oraisa, how you get out of it? It sounded like that way from our psukim, right? What do we have on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? We're going to stop here because the next piece starts the next section. But on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Becharish V'Kasher Tishbos, it sounds like Tosefes is based on psukim. So if it's a din d'oraisa, it's even more chomer. How does Rav Gamliel get out of the din d'oraisa? Right, so that's asked in the Bavli in Moika and Daf Dalid. So what does the Gemara there say? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But it's possible that the Halacha Moshe Misinai, part of the Misora of the Halacha Moshe Misinai, was only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. It was only when we have a Beis HaMikdash, so that's where we have a Misora to keep Tosefes Shvius. Dumya Denisa Chamayim. Aval Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, lo. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, we do not keep it. So there's a ways to get out of it. Even for an din de araisa, there are ways to get that. There's another answer given over there in Moed Katan. Maybe he doesn't hold of Tosefes, which Tosefes says, how do you not hold of Tosefes? We'll have to talk about all of these items. But again, this gives us a haschala into the world of Shemitah, into the world of Shvius, Daf Aleph here in Shvius. And B'nai Hashem, we will have to continue with all of these details in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.